Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Today and go over all of the different facets of what we're dealing with here. The election of 2012 here in the heart of the global world government empire, the former United States is in full swing. It is a political distraction overall to make people think the buck actually stops with presidents and not the globalist special interests that have hijacked this nation and other nations. But it is important in that it shows how the system is able to engage in overall election fraud, black box voting, and it's important to see in the globalist evolution where both parties are taking us, and that is very, very rapidly deeper into classical tyranny. So we're going to be going over all the different facets today. An incredible speech last night where Obama started crying. He's been crying more today. Absolute Oprah Winfrey deception garbage by a con artist trying to suck in his followers. Romney, obviously a globalist deceptor and deceiver and front man, but not giving us those types of theatrical events. Obama said that he tells the truth. Obama, you know I tell the truth. That's the headline at Infowars.com, an article I worked on this morning with Paul Watson that he just published. You know when Obama is lying because his lips are moving. A key article with the fact that Obama is a bigger liar than Bill Clinton. Obama and his administration engage in lies that are mind-blowing. Here's an example. They've put al-Qaeda in charge of Libya, and now they're trying to have him take over Syria. Hillary is in the news today, and we have an article up at Infowars.com saying that they've got to invade Syria because of al-Qaeda. Because al-Qaeda is now in the country. The al-Qaeda they publicly shipped in. Unbelievable. Hillary Clinton aims to rewrite history, says Islamic extremists hijack Syrian revolution. By the way, we had Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer on yesterday. And off air, he said, yeah, no, the evidence points towards a hit on the ambassador to get rid of him because he didn't want to arm al-Qaeda in Syria. And then on air, that wasn't in confidence. He said I could talk about it. On air, he said, yeah, that's one of the options. But bottom line, they ordered the stand down in Benghazi. And I'm sorry, that's spin to claim neocons ordered al-Qaeda in when that al-Qaeda group was running security in Benghazi. And now we learn for 7 hours, not five, they had drones over while the firefight was going on. The Alamo was going on. There's a few guys, and they're holding off hundreds with anti-aircraft guns, you name it, and that Obama ordered the stand down. Now they've been relieving generals over it, and that's come out in the Washington Times. In fact, guys, that's in my news stack from last night. Can somebody jog over? And I mean jog over. It's a big little complex now, the InfoWars campus. And grab that off the other broadcast desk. I think it's still sitting there, still loitering over there. My stack of news from last night is a bunch of research we pulled together, and I don't have it in the stack, so when I actually have that. We're going to get into Obama. Well, I mean, here's a clip of it. Here's a clip of Obama saying he doesn't lie. He says, I only tell the truth. That's another lie. Here it is.
Ruling out compromise, pledging to rubber stamp the Tea Party's agenda in Congress, not change. Changing the facts when they're inconvenient to your campaign, that's not change. At least not the kind of change you want out of your president. You may not agree with every policy I've put forward. There have been times where, by the way, Michelle doesn't agree with everything I do. You may be frustrated sometimes with the pace of change. I'm frustrated too sometimes. But you know where I stand. You know what I believe. You know I tell the truth.
You know I tell the truth. You know I tell the truth. We've got an article documenting his lies.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is election 2012. It is, of course, the sixth day of November 2012, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours, and then I will be back tonight, 5 central to past midnight, with the entire crew behind the scenes, people like Chris Alanis and CJ and Dan Bedondi and Rob Dew and Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson and everybody in our operation that's behind the scenes that you don't hear about a lot. And then some of them also have double duty as reporters, Ja'Kari Jackson, David Knight, Darren McBreen, Marcos Morales. The list just goes on and on. Melissa Melton, Paul Watson, Steve Watson. I don't want to start the broadcast here thanking the crew. The point is that they are working their butts off to really analyze and track what's happening. And the accelerated talk of rioting if Obama loses, the different Democratic Party operatives putting out videos calling for U.S. cities to be burned, Michael Moore, of course. We have just unbelievable behavior out of Bill Maher calling for racial attacks on whites, literally incitement if Obama doesn't win. Everybody knows I don't like Mitt Romney, but just the behavior of the Democrats shows you they are a nasty group of authoritarians, and they've just got a giant group of camp followers that are dependent and think government's their mommy, their daddy, and their granny all rolled into one, and it is Creepville off the chart. You've got all the geopolitical things that are happening, the global meltdown moving quicker and quicker. Bev Harris will just pop in for like 10 minutes at the bottom of the hour with the latest on any type of election chicanery. Then she's back on tomorrow in the aftermath. They're still talking about a board of elections in New York extending voting for a couple days. So I think it's 50-50 probably right now that they're going to postpone the election results for a couple days. And then that's where I think you've got a chance of the real civil unrest if things are contested. If Obama wins, I don't think you're going to see Romney supporters engaging in any type of criminal activity. You may see a little bit of stuff. I think that if Romney clearly wins, you're not going to see a lot out of Obama supporters. Maybe a little bit of wind is being knocked out or a little bit of rioting. But I think it'll be moderate. But if this thing gets protracted and then there's allegations of election fraud on both sides, you could see both sides getting really, really nasty. And the civil unrest could really go south quickly. And I see so many Democrats in their tweets, but also on TV and radio and in print saying, oh, conservatives are scared. They're scared there's going to be rioting. And like Bill Maher said, you know, black people, you need to go out and attack white people. You know, basically hunt them down. Charlie Skelton, the London Guardian, has done an article for us pointing out that it's racism, implying that black people are going to do this and then trying to goad them to do it. It's really a form of terrorism being engaged in here. And again, it's like pick your poison. No matter who gets into office, I know the New World Order is going to continue. But Obama says he's going to try to ban handguns and rifles in the second debate. We already knew that was the plan. I can't believe he admitted it. He only tells the truth when he admits he wants socialism and to disarm the American people. That's about the only time he tells the truth. In the first campaign, he lied about it and said he believed the Second Amendment was going to leave it alone. Now he says the Second Amendment means they have a right to take your guns. That's the new lawyer speak. He plans to expand taxpayer-funded abortion, making churches pay for it in their insurance packages. A lot of really bad stuff they are announcing. If you think 200 power plants shut down, how about 1,000 plus? We're talking about close to 1,100 coal power plants. We've already seen power prices in many areas of the country double. It's up 37% nationwide in the last 4 years. Can you imagine if they shut down 1,000? Whew! Man, they've shut down the two city-owned plants, they said, for the earth. It was so big insiders could make more money with their coal power plants. And our prices have doubled the last 5 years. This is pre-Obama right through it. Can you imagine they shut down our final power plant? We'll have to buy it all from Mexico, strangely enough, where they have totally dirty plants. They're talking about another doubling. I mean, you want to get gang raped by the globalists? Don't worry. All of you idiots that think Barack Obama is going to deliver you a free lunch and that overall your life's going to get better under the destruction of this country and the job shutting down and the shipping overseas, you people are in for a rude awakening because you're going to still get your welfare checks. You're still going to get your Social Security checks. You're still going to get your food stamps. They're just going to be devalued, and you're not going to be able to buy as much with them. Okay, I'm already digressing here. We got Bev Harris coming on. I thought it'd be interesting to have David Icke on during the election just to cover things in the world. Richard Belzer, the TV star and Hollywood star, a few months ago he was on and suddenly said, hey, here's Christopher Walken on the show on Skype. And sure enough, there was Christopher Walken. I think they had a few glasses of red wine that day. So who knows what the surprises will be with Richard Belzer popping in. And then tonight, I'm going to be in this radio/TV studio taking calls. We're going to have Gerald Celente on at 5 o'clock Central, Max Kaiser, Wayne Madsen, Paul Craig Roberts, Lou Rockwell, Nomi Prinz, Webster Tarpley, and others. And tomorrow we're going to have special coverage. If you go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, if you're a radio listener, you'll notice it's not the world map now as the header of the online newspaper. It is a world map with just the U.S. on it and big red curtains like a puppet show with Obama and the other side of the coin, Romney up there as wooden puppets or ventriloquist dolls. So that is up there on the site. And you can link through just by clicking that header, and it takes you to a page that has the free video feeds up there for everyone. What PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and subscribers can see every day, the radio show, five-camera shoot, the TV studio over there, where we're going to have our reporters giving you the latest news every 15 minutes, the latest, most of it, of course, fraudulent numbers with both parties engaged in all sorts of rigging of systems. So it's a battle, like a football game, over who can cheat the most. And so we're going to be tracking all of that, the Senate races, the House races. We're also going to have reporters in Austin, Texas, out on the street with live video feeds back to the studio, interspersed with a guest. And, yes, I will also take some phone calls. In fact, I want to open the phones up here for people specifically that have seen election anomalies. Or if you had no problem voting, if it was all quick and easy, then you call in with your 30-second comment or a minute comment if you need to elaborate on any type of fraud. I've talked to people here in Austin where they want to have University of Texas have us now pay property taxes directly to them when they're worth over $500 billion plus. It's unbelievable. Just in their permanent fund, you know, they're talking about $4 billion just in cash. But if you count all the investments and all of it, I mean, it's almost as wealthy as the state of Texas itself with the comprehensive annual financial reports. And magically, people trying to click that I've talked to know on Prop 1, it's just saying you're done voting and flipping it that you voted for it. We'll also give the number out here to call in with any reports you've got on what's happening with the election, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll get into the latest on the aftermath of the breakdown of society and FEMA not really helping anybody in New York and New Jersey, but citizens, Americans that did get prepared and the churches that got prepared, they are buoying the community. And that's in the local news. It's also what our listeners are telling us. FEMA, nowhere to be seen. Cops are mainly writing tickets in Long Island, in Jersey Shore, in Manhattan, in Staten Island. They're out writing tickets. There's looting at night. They're also arresting people that try to bring gasoline to their neighbors. And they're arresting people who, you know, pose, you know, in the news with a baseball bat. You're not allowed to defend yourself. So we're seeing what we saw in Katrina. If New Yorkers had guns to confiscate, the police would be coming around confiscating their guns. Now, most police departments aren't like that. But New York, Chicago, and places like New Orleans, I'm sorry, they are criminal run. No one can deny that. It's well known. Now, let's go out to break with this clip. When we come back, I'm going to cover it. It's a very important article by myself and Paul Watson up at Infowars.com. Please retweet this. We've tweeted it out at twitter.com/realalexjones and follow us there. Obama, you know I tell the truth. And it goes over all of it here where let's go out to break. Or let's just play this clip again from last night where he's crying, saying, you know, I tell the truth. I don't flip-flop. Here it is.
Out of your president. You may not agree with every policy I've put forward. There have been times where, by the way, Michelle doesn't agree with everything I do. You may be frustrated sometimes with the pace of change. I'm frustrated too sometimes. But you know where I stand. You know what I believe. You know I tell the truth.
You know I tell the truth. I mean, is that some kind of sick joke? I won't hire any lobbyists, hired more than anybody ever had in history. I won't have any signing statements, broke Bush's record, first year he was in office, which is he's claiming is law. He can change the law right there, which he can't. Can veto it or not veto it. Said he closed Gitmo, didn't. Said he didn't torture, didn't. Said he was against the NDAA when his people wrote it, and then said he wouldn't sign it and did sign it. You want me to just keep going on with this? We're going to cover his lies, his flip-flops. And sure, Mitt Romney does it too. But Mitt Romney has never got up and said he's never changed his views. He tries to twist why he's changed them. Obama just says he's never flip-flopped.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods. Ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
I read the news today, oh boy.
The English army
about a lucky man
had just won the war. You know, that's the thing about these wars. We think we're winning these wars, but the foreign megabanks that run Europe, run England, run the United States, run Scotland, run Ireland, both northern and southern, that run New Zealand, that run Mexico, They are sucking our energy out and empowering their world government while destroying our national sovereignty and destroying our individual sovereignty and training us that we have no rights, that we're basically slaves. And more as I people watch and study the science, the general public is like a bunch of lemmings. This morning I was exercising down at Barton Springs. And when I came out, there was like 20 school buses pulling in, I think for some big band event. And the school buses were parking, but parents were also there with their own cars getting their kids out. And I was going like 2 miles an hour. And these people in the middle of the big street would just walk out in front of a car. I see people walking their kids to school who will get on a major highway and walk on the white line while giant trucks are 1 foot away from them. But then they're scared to death of imaginary Al-Qaeda, or they're scared to death of another citizen having a gun, but they have no sense. And you look at the looks in people's faces. They have the look like when somebody's watching television, has their mouth hanging open, and are in a trance, because they are in trances. Medically, the IQs are dropping across the West. You can look this up for yourself. The brainwaves are dropping. That's what the new issue of InfoWars magazine is about. And we have to understand, folks, that we're in a lot of trouble. Also, if you look at the video of the people behind Obama, that's up at InfoWars.com, in the article, "Obama, You Know I Tell the Truth," close quote, that's the headline. They all have these shining smiles on their faces and are all looking at Obama and feeling real satisfied. You can tell, almost crying, they're so energized with reflected glory. So they're looking at a puppet who they believe is on their team, and they're feeling powerful because the guy that runs the country is on their side. It's the same thing with supporters of Mitt Romney, by and large. I mean, it's one thing if you say somebody's a lesser of two evils and support them. That's bad enough. But if you really think the buck stops with these guys, that's what this whole pageant is about. So you think the election's real, so you don't realize it's all a facade, so you stay in the system. Then people ask, Alex, you expose the left-right paradigm, but you talk about left and right. Well, because there is a left and right within the left-right paradigm, within that box, and you've got to communicate to people. We've probably gotten another 50 affiliates or 40 or so the last 6 months. We got a lot of new listeners who wouldn't even understand what I was talking about if I didn't use these terms. And there are differences between the two, but only within that system. I'm trying to get people to look outside that system. But there is political power within talking about the system as it is within the box to get people's attention, to then use it as a teaching moment to expand outside the box. And that's what I do. I go into the matrix to get people out of the matrix. But I'm in the matrix and I'm outside the matrix. I am in the world, but not of the world, of this fake construct. I'm in the real world. I'm in the real universe. Okay, and that's what I seek to get other people to tune into, is that it doesn't mean I have some ultimate truth or some utopia. Quite the contrary. Being in the universe is getting away from the cruddy politicians and their lies and stop identifying with them and stop buying into the system, and then stepping back and going, whoa, look at the universe around me. Look at the wonderment around me. Look at how incredible the world is. Look how much good there is. And not letting Madison Avenue make you feel inadequate so they can sell you slavery. It's realizing how important you are. It's realizing your place in the universe. And then these people are a sick joke. Now let's play this clip one more time. Here's Obama saying that he tells the truth. He never flip-flops. He says that in the full speech. Here it is. And then we'll, after we...
poses a dilemma for Governor Romney. But he's a very talented salesman. And in this campaign, he has tried as hard as he can to repackage the same old ideas and pretend they're new. In fact, he's offering them up as change. Says he's the candidate of change. Now, let me just say this. We know what change looks like. And what he's selling ain't it. It ain't it. Giving more power back to the biggest banks, that's not change. Another $5 trillion tax cut to favor the
wealthy. All right, we're gonna go to break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is election coverage, or should I say selection coverage. 2012, it's election day. It is November 6th, 2012 on this Super Tuesday, as they call it. And it's like going into a casino where you know everything's tilted and rigged for the house. I'm just not going to go gamble and be part of something that's designed to sucker me. I know that there is some evidence that there's still some real election processes in some local areas in different regions of the United States, but we have proven decades and decades and decades of fraud with Kennedy versus Nixon in 1960. We know about the fraud to get LBJ into Congress in Box 13. We know about the fraud in Ohio. We know about the fraud on both sides in 2000. We know these machines' codes have been made public where it's designed for fraud. And still, the companies operate and just change their name, and that's what we go out and vote on. Now, that said, we can see where our country's gone. We've got Barack Obama openly saying he wants to go after handguns and rifles. and churches should have to, you know, pay for insurance that pays for abortion. You got Mitt Romney that says he, you know, he thinks Russia's a big enemy and wants to start some new wars. I mean, it is a evil on the left, evil on the right, and a whole fraudulent system over it. Now, Bev Harris runs blackboxvoting.org. She's only popping in for about 10, 15 minutes a day. And then we're going to have her back on tomorrow and the aftermath and the days following that to track what's happening in our election process. Because, you know, the establishment doesn't just spend billions of dollars, you know, controlling both candidates so they control the outcome that way. They also obviously have their hands in there, the different power structures, the different management teams of the two parties that want first dibs at the government trough as kingmakers. There is a fight going on to see who can be the CEO of Slavery Incorporated, two different management teams fighting over who will get the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated, as I said 12 years ago in the film Waking Life. And that's more true today than it's ever been. And so Bev has got all of her moles out there tracking things around the country. What type of anomalies are we already seeing, Bev Harris?
Well, you know, I want to actually jump ahead, if you don't mind, Alex, to what people can do this particular today. I'll tell you what we're doing, okay, because that's going to pull in the reports of the anomalies directly from the field, from the people who are out there. I am in contact with a network of different organizations, both Ron Paul supporters, progressives, people from all political walks of life, which is what we want, ordinary citizens from all political walks of life, who are reporting in with what they see and also, you know, vetted stories that they may see on local news or local radio. There's three different places for them to report it. And then what I'm doing is then pushing it out again to more media sources. So if you're a Facebook fan, there's a Facebook page that's very active called Occupy Elections. There's also the Black Box Voting Facebook page. There's also Watch the Vote 2012. And we have people monitoring those pages. So if you post on those pages, we've got people monitoring those and kind of distilling out the cream of the crop and getting it to me. But there's also, if you want to make sure it's permanently archived, because, you know, on Facebook it just sort of rolls off the page and then you never see it again, on blackboxvoting.org, there's a button at the top that says go to your state, and you simply push that and go to the location where it happens and post it there, and it will stay there for years so that people can track what's happening in different places. And then what I'll be doing is taking the most important information and feeding it right back out to the media, like you, so that we can start having a method of flowing this information more systematically. Because I feel, as you mentioned yesterday, we're getting close to the tipping point with American public's awareness. And so we need to get the information out there as efficiently as we can this year.
Again, Bev Harris is our guest. I've got a bunch of special guests tonight. Gerald Celente, Max Kaiser, Wayne Madsen, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Lou Rockwell, Naomi Prinz, Webster Tarpley. But we've got some spaces in there tonight, Bev, so I hope that we can, if there's some breaking news, we'll be tracking blackboxvoting.org, showing it on the TV transmission,
right.
But hopefully you can
just
pop in.
Pick up the phone and call me if you got a slot that you want to, and I'll see. You know, of course, I'm really busy, and I've got not just media, but I've got all kinds
of. Sure, you've
got
to track it. Sure, sure. I'm just saying if there's any big breaking news,
right.
We'll be touching base with
you. Call. I'd be happy to jump on if we can match up our schedules.
Sure.
Synchronize our watches.
What about the classic thing of people showing up On even local elections, we're seeing this, and trying to vote no on a bond proposal, but it votes yes instead and just says that's
uh-huh.
your vote.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a programming it's a feature of the programming. I don't care what the voting machine vendors say when they, or the election officials when they say, oh, it needs to be recalibrated. No, it is only doing what it's programmed to do. If you show up and you vote no, and it says yes on the screen, a programmer has put in there to report the wrong result. And sometimes if you override it several times, then it knows, okay, you know, this person means this. But that's just a classic symptom of a corrupted voting machine.
And just to be clear, they don't have to steal it every time. They have it programmed to shave what it needs. So most people are like, hey, it worked fine for me, but then only certain people does it do that to.
Yeah, I mean, classic election tampering is done by insiders, and it involves shaving the vote. So it's not 100%, it's just a percentage. And that's why you and I may disagree on this, but I think it is helpful to vote. Because you can, you know, shaving will only go so far in most cases. And you can override that if enough votes show up or if stronger than the person who put in the algorithm expected it to be.
Well, sure. This is a complex issue. People say, Alex, you're saying go out and vote, but then you're saying it's a fraud. Well, even if it's rigged, I don't have to go in a casino that's rigged, but my country's been taken over by foreign banking cartels that publicly brag about it, who've been caught in all these other frauds and fractional reserve banking and selling bad derivatives that they knew were scams. And so by voting and being involved, from what I've read and what you've said, it's very hard for them to steal blind. Also, you're now engaging and you're in there to continue to report on the fraud you're seeing. And we're gaining headway in the polls, as you said, you know, 80 to 90%, depending on the poll, now know the fraud is real. 10 years ago, it was the opposite number. And so we engage them over and over again to discredit their fraudulent system and restore the system. And just briefly, and then we'll get an update tonight, a bigger update tomorrow, Bev Harris, and we'll be following blackboxvoting.org. What would be a good election system that's pretty much bulletproof?
Well, you have four things you need to be able to authenticate. Who can vote, the counting of the vote in the chain of custody. So that's the voter list, the poll list, the counting system, and the chain of custody. Ideally, you want it counted in public, by hand in many cases. It doesn't matter if it's by hand. It has to be a method that's in public. So it's not the mechanism that counts. In public, before it travels anywhere. You don't want votes that are out of the public eye. You don't want them traveling from place to place before they're counted. And you need to be able to know who voted and who's able to vote. So it's not really as complicated as people make it. You know, pretty much all election fraud falls into those four categories. And it's not like they're going to limit themselves to one category to tamper with an election. They'll do whatever works and whatever they get asked to.
Sure. I mean, it's real simple. Correct me if I'm wrong. You have clear ballots, paper, at the smallest little precinct unit. It's publicly counted in front of everyone with all sides there. Then that's literally posted on the wall and then tallied in the precinct itself. So you have a public number and then all those are tallied publicly. And then everyone is there aware of who really won. And if there is any fraud at the top, there is a chain all the way down so you can reconstruct what happened very, very quickly. Instead, they sell it as, oh, that takes too long, and, oh, you know, that can be defrauded. Let's just have a black box with wires going into it owned by foreign companies and people, and we'll just tell you who won.
Yeah, and by the way, if people are going out, the best time to go out and observe and catch them in the act, whether you voted or not, the best time is immediately after the polls close, okay? Because that's when the stuff happens. At the polling places, they're tallying things up and running results and sticking ballots in boxes and deciding what they're going to put seals on. And at the central tabulation facility, they're bringing everything in. And if you go and videotape and they tell can't, then what you do is you videotape them telling you you can't. Videotape the obstruction to your right to observe. If they get, if they call, you know, they get aggressive, I guess, sit down, keep your voice low so that they can't possibly misunderstand and claim that you were being aggressive. So you just sit down, lower your voice, modulate it, and capture them on video being obstructive to your right to oversee. And get that to YouTube, and good things will happen.
Well, Bev, we'll get an update from you by tonight, and then obviously tomorrow we'll know more about hotspots of potential fraud going on.
Right.
And we'll talk to you then. Thank you so much, Bev Harris.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, there she goes. And again, coming up today, Central, at 5 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Eastern, We will have free audio streams and video streams at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv with our real live election coverage. And so please go to our Twitter account, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Send that address out to everybody and let them know that we're going to have live updates there as well, and that there on that site we have links to the free audio and video feeds for everybody. And our AM and FM affiliates across the country, they're obviously going to have their own local coverage, but if they would like to dial in and carry any of our coverage, any pieces of it or all of it, obviously our affiliates are more than welcome to pick up Gerald Celente, Bev Harris, Max Kaiser, Paul Craig Roberts, Lou Rockwell, Nomi Prinz, Webster Tarpley, and so many others that are going to be on with us 5 o'clock Central to midnight. I mean, we'll probably go past midnight. I think 10 hours on air will be enough for me, and some of our other reporters will probably take over at that point. They'll also be reporting for us as well. We're going to be going back and forth between the two studios we've got. We're building more studios right now here at the InfoWars headquarters, here at the InfoWars campus. Believe it or not, we need them because we end up using the voiceover equipment, the video editing, all of it in the two studios. Even though we have other workstations, we just end up needing more spots to put out more because there's so much news and the globalists are moving on so many fronts. Every time we engage the globalists, we have victories. The problem is that we can't engage the enemy on every issue because they're moving on so many fronts. That's why you need to get your own YouTube channel. You need to go do your own local access show. You need to go get your own local radio show. And if you think it's hard, it's not as hard as you think. You need to go engage the globalist. None of us are going to defeat this evil by ourselves. But with God's help and taking action with what's right and having little fights with these people every day, we will move against them. You're never going to get anything done just sitting around. Now, again, I played parts of the clip. Here's the end part. It's up at InfoWars.com. Obama, you know I tell the truth, and I want to read some of Paul Watson in my article that we put out that is so important up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Obama, you know I tell the truth, and just caught in massive lies. In fact, that's a great headline Paul has. That's the headline I told him. But I think we need to add, Obama, you know I tell the truth, fact check. We want to add fact check to that if we can. If Watson isn't listening, maybe Nemo or Don can do that. He's caught red-handed in lies. I mean, I don't know how you get a strong enough headline here. We're going to play that clip one more time in case you just tuned in. Here's Obama crying, totally staged, right out of Oprah Winfrey. In the same speech, he started crying. I mean, this is absolutely asinine. I mean, sometimes I talk about abortion and I'll get a tear in my eye because I start thinking about my children and what if they would have been aborted. It really shakes me up. People say, oh, that's fake. But let me tell you, Obama doing this, maybe it's real. Maybe he's crying thinking he's about to get kicked out. Because, again, I don't like Mitt Romney either. But Mitt Romney, this is the one reason I don't hate people that end up voting for Mitt Romney. Because I understand you're hitting the reset button. I didn't hate people that voted for Obama. I said, I hope he does something better. It's like a man who's being held underwater. You just want to get to the surface. Spiritually, that's how this feels. Because I started to get a lung full of water yesterday morning and had to get up to the top real quick. It was kind of that panicked feeling. And I thought, man, that's how I feel every day deep down. It's kind of a controlled panic. That's what you have on the show. I think it's why we're so successful, is because we're real and people are picking up on the vibe that you're feeling as well. It's not fear. It's not even anger. It's, I want out of this. I want my leg out of this bear trap, okay? I want this to stop. I want freedom. I want prosperity. Obama's not facing re-election if he gets re-elected. And my gut tells me Mitt Romney and the people that run him are dangerous. But my gut tells me that the Obama folks are going to go for a full takeover if they get in. And maybe that's what has to happen. Maybe that's good. Again, just whatever happens, I'm going to do my best exposing these people. Here's this clip one more time.
At least not the kind of change you want out of your president. You may not agree with every policy I put forward. There have been times where, by the way, Michelle doesn't agree with everything I do. You may be frustrated sometimes with the pace of change. I'm frustrated too sometimes. But you know where I stand. You know what I believe. You know I tell the truth.
Our TriCaster that we use for the video is quite a piece of equipment. So started playing another clip before that. We're going to have to get something else. And that's part of the studio upgrade that we're doing right now. But that means we actually have to do it. We actually have to get something in there that works. This is a big show. 3 million people a day. We kind of just, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again. And I guess the buck stops with me. So it's really my fault. And I will pledge to you it's not going to continue. All right. Again, you just heard Obama right there saying that he doesn't lie to you, that, you know, that he always tells the truth. So we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back since you heard that. And we are going to get to, on record, in this Paul Joseph Watson, Alex Jones article, what he's really done. Then we're going to get into the latest with the hurricane and the latest with the election and all sorts of calls for more violence. We could see some pretty wild stuff tomorrow if Obama is not elected. It's all rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, but it is quite a spectacle to behold. Stay with us.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Has he been trapped on the wine spray? Much too long, freedom. Freedom. Babylon system is the vampire.
Sucking the children's blood day by day.
Sucking the children day by day.
Certainly is. This is a vampiric system. So Obama, he says, you know, I tell the truth. Yeah, the attack on Libya and Syria is peace bombing. The drones radically expanded is peace bombing. The waterboarding and torture is peaceful. The hiring nothing but lobbyists when you promise not to, that's not lying. During a campaign event in New Hampshire last night, Barack Obama told an audience of his supporters, you know I tell the truth. Here are 10 flagrant examples of where Obama has not told the truth and, in fact, has lied to cover up his own administration's failings or as a deliberate act of deception. As part of the 2008 campaign pledge, Obama promised to close down Guantanamo Bay. The Obama administration not only failed to close the infamous prison camp, they expanded its use to a larger torture camp to actually create al-Qaeda patsies. Number two, last year after campaigning to protect habeas corpus, again, he campaigned to protect it, Obama promised not to sign the National Defense Authorization Act with its provisions for the indefinite detention of Americans, yet put his signature on the bill in the dead of night on New Year's Eve. Indeed, it was Obama administration itself which argued for the removal of the language that would have protected Americans from the provisions and then had them reinstituted after a court had struck them down. He's still fighting to keep it in place while claiming he was against it. Just total deception, counting on you not paying attention and being stupid. Number three, Obama has lied time and time again about Operation Fast and Furious, the program which saw guns delivered directly into the hands of Mexican drug lords. Obama told a national television station the program had begun under Bush when, in fact, it began under Obama's watch in October of 2009. And we have links to all those documents. Number four, emails sent shortly after the incident, as well as CBS 60 Minutes interview from September 12th, prove that the White House knew the assault on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi was a premeditated terrorist attack by guys they hired. Yet the administration spent over a week claiming the incident was a protest against a YouTube video. Number five, as part of a campaign pitch, Obama promised to not use signing statements as a way of doing an end run around Congress. Obama has issued no less than 19 signing statements since he took office. In 2010, Obama said, we've excluded lobbyists from policymaking jobs or seats on federal boards or commissions. Not only have dozens of lobbyists had regular access to the White House, but Obama has hired over a dozen lobbyists, breaking a campaign promise to ensure that lobbyists don't find a way into the White House. Number seven, as part of efforts to bypass congressional authorization of the war on Libya, Obama gave a speech in which he promised there would be no boots on the ground in Libya. That's a quote. The promise was broken within 4 uniformed military personnel were sent to Libya, in addition to widespread reports that U.S. Special Forces had arrived in Libya months before the overthrow of Gaddafi. Yeah, it was actually thousands of U.S. troops, but Paul just links to one article. Under Obama, number 8, under Obamacare, Obama claimed that there would be no state-funded abortions. It later emerged that federally funded abortions would be expanded under Obamacare. And yeah, he's going to make churches pay for them. That's so sick. Number nine, in 2008, Obama promised no more illegal wiretapping of American citizens. Just months after he took office, Obama expanded Bush's warrantless wiretapping program to journalists and others. The invasiveness of illegal wiretapping is worse under Obama than it was under Bush, as Chris Hedges has pointed out. Number 10, before the passage of Obamacare, Obama claimed the bill was absolutely not a tax increase on all Americans. When the Supreme Court rubber-stamped Obamacare, they were only able to do so by classifying it as a mandated tax. Yeah, the IRS runs it. Otherwise, it would have been unconstitutional. Tell the truth, Obama doesn't know the meaning of the word. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with
Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.